Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about abusive relationships, toxic relationships, domestic violence, domestic abuse. And at this point, we are giving points on how to rebuild your self-concept. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And my apologies for not being on the line on last week. I am going to have to learn, get tech savvy, and create a message ahead of time and record it that I can just air it if I'm unable to get on the line. At this time, we're going to give the last 5 minutes of the show. We'll leave a minute or 90 seconds for me to say something for you to call in. And that number is 563-999-3694. That is 563-999-3694. We're going to give you phone numbers and ways to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So I hope that you're able to document the information to write it down. The 800 number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-SAFE, 800-799-7233. And then you may chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. Then you may also text the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 88788. The number is 88788, and you text the word START, S-T-A-R-T. And if you're able to see the icon on whatever media you're using to listen today, follow button, that would be great, so that you can get an update and alert as of the next show that will be airing. So once again, welcome. And pass the word on to others, because there are many people that go through domestic abuse and domestic violence, and you never hear anything about it. They don't talk about it, but you know that something's wrong, and you don't know what it is. So invite others to listen. You'll be surprised at the information that you can share with one another. And also that they can just share just some listening. And also, I want to make this statement. Domestic violence is nothing to take lightly, as it can cause both physical and emotional harm for years to come and can rip a family apart. May I repeat? Domestic violence is nothing to take lightly, as it can both physically and emotionally harm you for years, harm others for years to come, and can rip a family apart. So we have shared a lot of information thus far talking about self-concept, okay? And when we look up the word self-concept, it has three components. And we've mentioned that previous, that we're interested in while we are doing our talk is self-esteem, confidence in one's own worth or ability, self-respect. And speaking for myself, I think I've been married 34 years. For all that I have gone through within my marriage of being emotionally and verbally abused, it has taken me a while even to regain my self-respect. That is how I feel about myself. Okay, and then also to regain my own worth or my ability, because when you're in a toxic or abusive relationship, it tears you down emotionally. It tears you down emotionally. It tears you down emotionally. Have you doubting yourself? Having you thinking that what you're hearing isn't happening, what you're seeing isn't happening, what you're experiencing isn't happening. So I will advise you to go back and start listening to our previous episodes talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. So last week, the show that did not air was to talk about doing away with negative self-talk and rebuilding. It's very important to rebuild how you feel about yourself. And this is going to take time. It does not happen overnight, but the more you engage in giving yourself motivational talk, the more you engage in not entertaining the negative thoughts that's going to come to your mind, the more you do that, the more you will feel yourself getting stronger. I can only say this because I have experienced it. So it takes time. And so today we're talking about you are rediscovering yourself. Now just think about it. Since you have been listening to the show, even if you're just starting to ring and click already within your own mind about one or maybe two things that you've already experienced, you're beginning to get enlightened on a few things. And believe me, you are not in this alone. There are lots of people that goes through mental or emotional, psychological abuse, verbal abuse. There are a lot of people, not just physical abuse. Thank the Lord, my husband has not physically abused me, but the scars from the emotional, psychological abuse, it can for a long time. That's why I'm trying to help you, as I'm helping myself, regain my self-esteem, rediscovering myself. And then you are beginning to shine again. You are beginning to come back into the person that you were trying to be abused, whatever your abusive relationship was. You are in the process of coming out. Just do not give up. Cannot blame yourself. You have to, every time it comes into your mind, you cannot blame yourself. And you just can't. Except that you were in an abusive relationship or that you are presently in one. Restore your self-confidence in yourself. You have more than likely heard so many negative comments and words until it is in your memory. So what you have to do now is start giving yourself positive self-talk. Once again, the number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-SAFE. Safe. 800-799-SAFE. That is 7233. And then you may chat online to thehotline.org. You can also send a text to 88788. 88788. And you text the word START. S-T-A-R-T. This information that I'm giving you, how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline, they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have someone waiting to listen to what you have to say. So at this time, I am going to open the line that you may go ahead and call in. You don't need to give your, I'm not asking for your name, what we need to say so that someone can hear what we're saying. But at this time, the line is open that you may call in. And as you're making up your mind to call in, you have 4 minutes. I am reminded of after being in an abusive relationship, in which I didn't know it at the time, for 6 years, I met someone. I went to a new job, met this lady, and I just, boom, I just talked, had to let it out. She never said a word to me until 4 years later. Sometimes you just need to let out what you need to say. So here is your opportunity just to go ahead and call in and say what's bothering you, what you'd like to get off your mind, and please do not give your name or any personal information about yourself. You may just go ahead and just call in. Go ahead and call in. Nothing to be afraid of. Just call and say what's on your mind, what you feel like you've been going through. Mention what you just want to say. That number is 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. Sometimes we just have to get motivated just to begin to talk about how we feel, what we've been experiencing, and what we're going through. I know what it is to think that you're crazy, to think that nobody's going to believe me, that this stuff makes no sense, but believe me, it makes a whole lot of sense. Flags, they were there, you just didn't pay them any attention as up to what was going on. So now this is your opportunity to go ahead and call in. Have one more minute, and then we're going to go back to bringing out some more very important points. And also just remember that with the National Domestic Violence Hotline, you're always first. The hotline is personal, and it's individuals that call. People call in that are concerned about their family members, their friends, survivors call, and some abusive partners seeking to change themselves. They call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So you need to go ahead and call. Make up your mind that you need to do something about what you've been going through all this time. Now, next week, we're going to talk about what now after an abusive relationship. What now after being abused? What now? What do I now? We have 48 seconds left. Hotline number is 800-799-7233. Your call is confidential. They have a strict policy that they follow. They are guided by the hotline's consent and ethics policy. Hopefully next week, you will be willing to call in just to vent, just to release some of that tension and some of that pressure that's on you because of what you're going through. You want to disguise your voice, that's very fine. Start doing positive self-talk to yourself. We have 4 seconds left. I thank you very much for listening on today. May God continue to bless you. Good day.